Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The CourtCast. I'm your host, Chris Harris, and I'm a certified personal trainer and Pilates instructor. I've been working with clients for over 17 years, helping them to get stronger, move better, and recover from injury. And I'm going to share some of the things that I've learned from my experiences with you. In this week's episode, we're going to discuss the path to find joy in your life. Finding joy is a pursuit that often eludes us amidst our daily obligations and responsibilities. However, by exploring our passions, embracing gratitude, fostering connections, and prioritizing self-care, we can uncover the true essence of joy and infuse it into every aspect of our lives. When we engage in activities that align with our passions, we tap into a source of profound happiness and fulfillment. Gratitude, on the other hand, allows us to appreciate the beauty and blessings that surround us, shifting our focus towards positivity and enhancing our overall sense of joy. Furthermore, fostering connections with loved ones and building meaningful relationships nourishes our heart and brings us joy through shared experiences and support. Lastly, prioritizing self-care ensures that we have the physical, emotional, and mental well-being necessary to fully experience and savor the joys of life. By embracing these principles, we can embark on a transformative journey towards a life filled with genuine joy and contentment. In our world, filled with challenges and uncertainties, finding joy can sometimes feel elusive. However, it's important to remember that joy is not something that is bestowed upon us. It's something we actively seek and cultivate within ourselves. Everyone's path to joy may be unique, but there's common steps and approaches that can guide us in this journey. By exploring our passions, embracing gratitude, fostering connections, and prioritizing self-care, we can uncover our own path to joy. We're going to cover these common steps next. We're going to start first with exploring passions. One of the key ingredients to finding joy is identifying and pursuing our passions. Passion fuels our enthusiasm and ignites a sense of purpose within us. Take time to reflect and discover what truly brings you happiness and fulfillment. Whether it's a hobby, a creative outlet, or a career path, immersing yourself in activities that align with your interests and values can lead to a profound sense of joy. By making time for your passions, you'll not only experience joy in the present moment, but also nourish your overall well-being. The second ingredient to finding joy is embracing gratitude. We covered gratitude a bit in last week's episode, and we're going to continue to explore its effects on joy. Gratitude is a powerful tool that can transform our perspective and elevate our sense of joy. Cultivating gratitude involves acknowledging and appreciating the good things in our lives, both big and small. It can be as simple as keeping a gratitude journal, expressing appreciation to loved ones, or taking a moment each day to reflect on what we are thankful for. By shifting our focus from what is lacking to what we have, we open ourselves up to experiencing joy in the present moment. Another ingredient is fostering connections. Human beings are social creatures, and meaningful connections with others play a vital role in our pursuit of joy. Nurturing relationships with family, friends, and community can bring immense joy and a sense of belonging. Take the time to reach out to loved ones, engage in acts of kindness, and create opportunities for shared experiences. Meaningful connections not only create moments of joy, but also provide support, comfort, and a sense of purpose in our lives. That final ingredient is prioritizing self-care. Taking care of oneself is not selfish, it's an essential part of finding joy. Prioritizing self-care means recognizing and meeting our physical, emotional, and mental needs. Engage in activities that promote relaxation, such as exercise, meditation, or spending time in nature. Set healthy boundaries and learn to say no when necessary. Practice self-compassion and treat yourself with kindness and understanding. By nourishing ourselves, we create a foundation for joy to flourish. Next, we're going to discuss some ways to explore your passion and the effects that it has on overall joy. Passion is the driving force that propels us forward, ignites our creativity, and brings immense joy and fulfillment to our lives. It is a deep-rooted enthusiasm that fuels our purpose and gives meaning to our existence. Exploring our passion is not only an opportunity to discover what truly excites us, but also a pathway to personal growth, self-discovery, and a life lived to its fullest potential. Understanding passion is important. Passion is a spark that sets our souls on fire. It's that inner voice that speaks to our hearts, guiding us towards what truly resonates with our authentic selves. It's important to differentiate between fleeting interests and true passions. True passion is not merely a passing fancy or a trend. It's something that consistently brings us joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. Exploring our passion allows us to delve deeper into our interests, curiosities, and talents. And it's an ongoing process that involves self-reflection, experimentation, and the willingness to step outside of our comfort zones. By actively seeking new experiences and opportunities, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities and unlock our creative potential. To explore our passion, we must first take that time to reflect on our interests and values. What activities make us lose track of time? What topics or causes ignite our curiosity? What talents or skills do we possess that bring us joy? Engaging in introspection and self-assessment can help us identify the areas where our true passions lie. Once we have identified potential areas of interest, it is important to actively pursue them. This may involve trying out new hobbies, taking courses or workshops, volunteering, or seeking mentorship from individuals who share similar passions. Through those experiences, we gain valuable insights and refine our understanding of what truly excites us. Exploring our passion often requires us to overcome challenges and obstacles along the way. It's important to approach these hurdles with a growth mindset, viewing them as opportunities for learning and personal development. Embracing challenges allows us to push our boundaries, build resilience, and deepen our commitment to our passion. And once we've discovered our passion, it's crucial to integrate it into our daily lives. This may involve making intentional choices, setting goals, and aligning our action with our passion. Living a passionate life means immersing ourselves into activities that bring us joy, connecting with like-minded individuals, and continually seeking opportunities for growth and self-expression. Gratitude is not just a fleeting feeling of appreciation. It's a mindset. It's a way of living that enables us to recognize and acknowledge the abundance of blessings in our lives. By cultivating gratitude, we open ourselves up to that world of possibility and positivity, contentment, and a deep sense of fulfillment. Gratitude is a practice of recognizing and appreciating the good in our lives, both big and small, and it's about shifting our focus from what is lacking to what we already have. Gratitude is not dependent on external circumstances, but rather a conscious choice to find joy and appreciation in the present moment. It's a perspective that allows us to see life's blessings, even in the face of adversity. Embracing gratitude has a profound effect on our overall well-being. Numerous studies have shown that gratitude practice enhances mental health, reduces stress levels, and improves relationships. It shifts our mindset from negativity and complaint to positivity and contentment. Gratitude acts as a catalyst for happiness and fulfillment, enabling us to live a more meaningful and purposeful life. To embrace gratitude, you must cultivate it as a daily practice, and this can be done through various techniques, such as keeping a gratitude journal, expressing gratitude to others, practicing mindfulness, or engaging in acts of kindness. By consciously focusing on the positive aspects of our lives, we train our minds to seek out and appreciate the abundance that surrounds us. Gratitude is not solely reserved for extraordinary occasions or grand gestures. It can be found in the simplest of moments, such as a beautiful sunrise, a kind word from a stranger, or even a warm cup of tea. By slowing down and being present, we become aware of the small blessings that often go unnoticed. Embracing gratitude in everyday moments allows us to find that joy and fulfillment in the ordinary. And when we embrace that gratitude, its effects ripple outward, positively impacting not only ourselves, but also those around us. Gratitude has the power to strengthen relationships, foster empathy and compassion, and create a sense of interconnectedness. As we express gratitude to others, we uplift their spirits and inspire a cycle of positivity and appreciation. We're going to talk a little bit more about how to take care of yourself, prioritizing self-care to nurture your well-being. Self-care encompasses activities and practices that promote our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It involves recognizing our own needs and taking intentional steps to nurture ourselves. And self-care is not selfish. It's an act of self-preservation and a crucial foundation for a balanced and fulfilling life. Physical self-care involves taking care of our bodies through activities such as regular exercise, healthy eating, and sufficient rest. Engaging in physical activities we enjoy Maintaining a balanced diet and getting adequate sleep contribute to our overall well-being. Prioritizing physical self-care allows us to have the energy, strength, and vitality to navigate our daily lives effectively. Emotional and mental self-care involves recognizing and addressing our emotional and psychological needs. It includes engaging in activities that promote emotional well-being, such as journaling, practicing mindfulness, seeking therapy or counseling when needed, and engaging in hobbies or activities that bring us joy. Taking time to process and express our emotions, practicing self-compassion, and setting healthy boundaries are also vital components of emotional self-care. Prioritizing self-care also means nurturing healthy relationships. Surrounding ourselves with supportive and positive individuals who uplift us is crucial for emotional well-being. It involves setting boundaries, communicating our needs, and spending quality time with loved ones. Healthy relationships provide a sense of belonging and support, which further enhance our overall well-being. And in our busy lives, it's essential to carve out some time for reflection and relaxation. This can include activities such as meditation, deep breathing, exercises, reading a book, taking a nature walk, or engaging in a creative outlet. Giving ourselves permission to unwind and recharge fosters mental clarity, reduces stress, and promotes a sense of inner peace. To prioritize self-care effectively, it's crucial to set clear priorities and establish healthy boundaries. And this means learning to say no when necessary, delegating tasks, and avoiding overcommitment. By setting limits and honoring our own needs, we create space for self-care without feeling overwhelmed or stretched too thin. Acknowledging and celebrating our achievements, no matter how small, is also an essential aspect of self-care. By recognizing our successes and milestones, we boost our self-esteem and cultivate a positive mindset. Celebrating ourselves encourages self-compassion and motivates us to continue prioritizing our well-being. Finding joy in life is a multifaceted journey that involves exploring our passions, embracing gratitude, fostering connections, and prioritizing self-care. By delving into our passions and pursuing what brings us true fulfillment, we unlock a wellspring of joy that ignites our souls. Embracing gratitude allows us to appreciate the beauty and blessings that surround us, cultivating a positive mindset and amplifying our joy. Fostering connections with loved ones and building meaningful relationships nourishes our hearts and brings us joy through shared experiences and support. Finally, prioritizing self-care ensures that we have the physical, emotional, and mental well-being necessary to fully experience and savor the joys of life. By integrating these practices into our lives, we open ourselves up to a world of joy and contentment, creating a lasting sense of happiness and fulfillment. Finding joy in life is not about the destination, but the journey of self-discovery and embracing what makes you truly happy. The secret to finding joy in life is to pursue your passions with unwavering enthusiasm and let them light up your soul. True joy comes from living authentically, embracing who you are, and celebrating your unique journey. Don't wait for joy to find you. Actively seek it out in every moment and let it radiate from within. The pursuit of joy is not a destination. It's a daily practice of finding beauty in the ordinary and savoring life's simple pleasures. During life's challenges, remember that joy can be found in the smallest moments. You just must be open to receiving it. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's episode of the CoreCast. Make sure to tune in next week for another great episode. Make sure to follow the CoreCast on all major podcast platforms. Visit our website, www.core-fit.com, and that's core with a K, for great information and resources about Pilates, fitness, health, wellness, and more. We've also launched the Core Fitness Workout Channel with virtual workouts at your fingertips. You can try a week for free. Follow us on Instagram at core_fitness_AZ. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider supporting our work by donating using the link provided at the bottom of the description. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.